Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me here today on this podcast. Today's episode is going to be about developing your clairvoyance. I receive many questions regarding how you are able to open up your third eye. How can I see? What steps do I take to see my guide? What steps, you know, can I take to really build my clairvoyance? So I wanted to dedicate today's episode to this topic. And out of all of the gifts that are available, I feel like this is the one that everybody really wants. They want to be able to see their guides, their angels, deceased loved ones. They want to see the other worlds, the other realms. And I completely understand that. I'm along that spectrum as well. However, just remember, you know, on your journey, number one, never compare yourself and where you're at to where everybody else is at. And it's such a challenge. And I completely feel you, because early on when I was taking a lot of classes, there were people in my classes who, you know, were way better than I was and further along, or other people who were just natural seers, which is another word for being able to, well, for having the gift of spiritual sight. So I just wanted to tell you this at the beginning. Don't get frustrated. Don't give up. And definitely, whatever you do, don't compare your journey to anybody else's. All right, so let's go ahead and get started on ways to develop your spiritual sight. Now, some of these I'm sure you have all heard of, and it's extremely redundant, but this is the methodology. The first way is to meditate. I'm sure you already guessed that. There are multiple meditations that you can do to open up your third eye. I've seen so many things on YouTube, and I'm sure they're all helpful to some degree. However, from my perspective, the first meditation that you should be doing, and you should be doing at least once a day if you are actively trying to develop your third eye, are chakra clearing meditations. There are millions of them online that you can find, or you can create your own. And sometimes I do recommend that, because you may not find someone's voice that you can tolerate, which is true. I think the music sometimes can be very distracting in the background, or it's too fast, or it's too extended, or what have you. So sometimes I do think that is completely appropriate if you want to create your own. But it's important to make time, if this is your end goal to open your third eye, to sit down in the morning or midday or even at night, just to do a 10-minute chakra clearing meditation. It's very important to remember that if you're trying to open up any ability, you have to clear all of the chakras, believe it or not. You can't just focus on the only one that you're trying to open. So we're not going to just focus on what's known as the third eye or the brow, where your clairvoyance sits. I've told many students what I'm telling you now, and what I have in my book, is that in order to open any of your gifts, you have to have a clear heart chakra. It doesn't matter if it's clairsentience. It doesn't even matter if it's clairaudience. You have to, number one, always open up your heart chakra, because remember, the heart chakra is the gateway chakra between the lower and the higher. If it's blocked, nothing can get through, no matter what. So make sure you give extra attention during your meditation, your chakra clearing meditation, to the heart chakra. Now, what type of chakra clearing meditation should you do? Number one, always do the white light meditation. Remember that each color has a very specific vibration, and white light is very powerful. Therefore, when you pick a meditation to clear yourself, you want to go ahead and choose a white light meditation to run through all of your chakras. Some people like to start from the bottom up, pulling in the white light from the earth and raising it through all of their chakras and out of their crown to encase them in a bubble of white light. I highly recommend that practice. It's, believe it or not, it's super powerful, and you can feel the sensation in your body when that's being released and cleared out through the crown. That's my favorite practice. Every time I do it, I notice a shift. Whatever your method is, use white light. Now, when you're using white light for the chakra clearing meditation, what you want to do also is clear out every single chakra. However, you want that white light to actually swirl in every single chakra, because if we remember that these chakras are discs, so we want to spin them, and then we want to spin that white light through to push out anything that's dark, like any blockages, obstructions, and fill in any dark spots with that white light, because what we're trying to do is clear all of them. So remember that little technique. When you get to the third eye, again, the seat of your sight, you still want to swirl that white light, but make sure it's not just in the center at the front of your forehead. Make sure that the white light moves across your entire head. If you can imagine in your mind's eye that this white light is actually moving through the veins in your head and moving through the brain and all of the little cracks and crevices and hitting the crown as well, and just imagine that, you're really clearing out the entire chakra, and that's what we're trying to do. So that's one step or one technique that you can do to start triggering that that gift. What I also want you to do, and again, a lot of this is using your imagination. And I think that I've met a number of people who are just so reluctant to do it because they feel as if it's false. Do it anyway. Don't question so much. Don't let your ego get in the way. Just remember that. If your ego thinks it's stupid, then you should really do it. So what I also want you to do is imagine during just any meditation, preferably after you've done the white light meditation, that there is an actual eye sitting in the brow chakra, a really big eye. Some people see the eye as vertical, others see it as horizontal. Whatever floats your boat is fine. And I will say, after many years of practice, it will just start to emerge. You'll just start to see it naturally. But go ahead and create it if you can't see it, and watch it open slowly. Sometimes, if you're at the beginning of this practice, your guides won't let you open it all the way, even if it's your imagination. So just open it as much as you can. And do that every day during meditation at the beginning and what have you, preferably after the white light. And just try to feel the sensation of it opening. Most people have a tendency to see the third eye as a feminine eye with extremely long lashes. This is common, which is interesting because that's how I see it as well. Okay, so that's a couple of things I would suggest you do if you're really trying to develop your clairvoyance. So since your clairvoyance allows you to see into other realms, allows you to see beyond the physical, it allows you to see guides, angels, what have you, what else can we do to kind of get to that state? I'm sure you've guessed it, utilizing crystals and stones to help you. These are really effective. I will say, for some reason internally, I've struggled on and off using stones. Sometimes I'm really into them and sometimes I'm really not, but I know that they really work, so I do highly suggest that you use them. Now, I think the best two stones, maybe even three stones, for the development of your third eye that you can wear even across your neck as a necklace or a bracelet, but preferably close against your neck, would be lapis lazuli. Very pretty blue stone, very popular in ancient Egypt. You'll find that in a lot of necklaces, etc., in that ancient history. I also recommend you use labradorite. It's a very pretty stone as well. I think it's, believe it or not, a little bit more expensive than lapis lazuli, but I recommend you go to the store and feel one of those two and see which one feels the strongest and which one you gravitate towards, and start wearing that every day. You actually have to wear it every single day until either it breaks, which it could happen. The chain breaks, the stone breaks, you lose it. That means it's done its job, but also make it a point to clear it every week with sage. Some people like to put their crystals out in the moonlight. That's fine as well outside, but I always recommend moving it through sage. You can also consider using sodalite. I like that stone. It's a really pretty blue stone as well, like an indigo color to a certain extent. You can wear that as well. I think that's the cheapest of the three. However, since we are trying to amplify the energy of those stones, as a little suggestion as well, I recommend you either wear one of those stones with clear quartz, because clear quartz amplifies any of the stones. Or if you want to really triple the amplification, you can use what's called Herkimer diamond, which is quite expensive, so you might only want to get a really small piece. But what I can say is that using Herkimer diamond, it's super strong. Even a tiny piece, oh my goodness, gives me a bit of a headache. I can really feel it in my head. So if you are really trying to amplify those, like the energy of the stones, put one of those together with your stones, but only wear what you can actually tolerate. Super helpful. Now, not only should you be wearing these stones, if you are really dedicated to this and this is something you want to master and utilize in general to help yourself and others, then I also recommend during meditation you wear either the labradorite, sodalite, or lapis lazuli on the third eye as you meditate. This is super important. It helps to send that type of energy into your third eye and open it up further. So you can have a separate stone just for that as well, that you wear flat on the third eye. And as a side note, remember, your third eye is not in between the eyebrows as it's commonly depicted. It's actually quite above it. Once it starts to open, you'll know exactly where it is because you will feel it, no doubt. So moving away from stones, another way to kind of trigger this gift is to either massage or tap the location of your third eye. And I would recommend doing this before giving a reading. I would recommend doing this before meditation, just to kind of get it going and circulate the energy in that area. You'll see some people actually do this, and maybe you've been told to do this and you feel super foolish. Just do it anyway in the privacy of your own home. Now, other ways to develop your third eye. Believe it or not, doing activities such as drawing, sketching, painting, finger painting, watercolors, coloring books, etc. Anything that is a visual activity will help you develop your third eye. The same way that, and I'll do a totally different episode in a week or two about developing your hearing, it's the same logic. When you are developing your hearing, writing is actually the best way to do it. So painting, drawing, coloring, sketching, etc. helps to develop your third eye because it's a visual activity. It strengthens that muscle. So we want to find some sort of little activity, even if you can't draw, maybe paint by numbers, which is what I have to do because I'm terrible, but sketching something, stenciling, just something like a fun little activity that you're forced to be creative and kind of apply your imagination, go ahead and incorporate that into your week. If you can, even if it's just an hour a week, begin to include this in your lifestyle, in your daily practice or your weekly practice or what have you. It will help to trigger those muscles. It's super important. So I would recommend just trying to include any of those activities. There's coloring. I've seen so many adult coloring books these days, and although it seems ridiculous, I would try that as well. It helps to kind of strengthen those muscles. The other recommendation I have in a way to develop your clairvoyance is to do visualization techniques. The ability to create in your imagination or create in your mind's eye is super important. Again, it helps to trigger that gift and strengthen the muscles of your third eye. So sitting down, just closing your eyes and imagining something great, something that lifts your vibration, and make it as detailed as you can possibly make it. So for example, if you see, you want to sit down and imagine yourself in Hawaii, just think about what it would smell like, the sounds, what it exactly looks like, and then the feeling of it. But get as detailed as you possibly can, and maybe you set a timer for 10 minutes to really experience this. You might want to consider looking at the different colors of the ocean, looking at the sky, hearing the ocean. All of that together is super powerful. The more you do something like that, I guarantee you the stronger you're going to be as a clairvoyant. So it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it's positive, supportive, and uplifting. If you see yourself, even buying a new car, imagine, you feel the car, you see the color of the car, you're inside the car. What does it feel like? Look at the tires of the car. Look at the windshield. Just look at every single possible detail that you can create in your mind's eye is very, very important. So any sort of visualization techniques. You can also work with your angels and your guides to help you develop your third eye. So when you're doing any kind of meditation, especially any type of clearing meditation, you can ask them to assist you. So there are times where when I'm trying to meditate and I can't focus as well, and I'm trying to clear my chakras in general, I will ask either one of the archangels, or my angels or guides to come through and help them clear each chakra. So I will combine my imagination with their presence. So for example, as I'm sitting down, I will say, okay, Archangel Raphael, I call in your spirit for assistance, please. And then I imagine him putting his hand over my crown and I ask him to please pull out any blockages or remove any obstructions or anything that's not supposed to be there with his energy. And then I ask him to pull it out and then replace it with white light. And then we go through every single chakra to get completely clear. And then I run white light through my entire body. So you can work with your angels to do this. You can work with your guides, etc. Whatever you do, you want to make sure you're filling each chakra with a white light at the end, because you want to clear it out and balance it. So you can ask your guide to do this. It's perfectly fine. You can ask your angels. You can ask whatever energy that's your preference that you work with. Completely fine. No wrong answer. But the daily practice, again, super important. And working with them, it's the best thing. So these are really the best tips that I can give you guys in terms of developing your clairvoyance. It's important to take your time and not rush anything. I think we live in a society where we just expect something to manifest overnight and we become impatient and then we give up, right? Saying, oh, it didn't work. I tried it. Meaning, oh, I tried it 2 times and it didn't work. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. This is something that's going to take quite some time to develop. It will take you longer if it's not your strongest ability. So recognize that. If you're a natural, let's say, if you're a natural clairsentient, so you're really good at sensing and feeling energy, you might not have the strongest sight. So give yourself some time and patience and don't give up so easily. I always say to people that I'm working with when I'm helping them to develop their third eye, I always tell them, commit yourself for 3 to 4 months of intense work. Just think of this as like an intensive project that you're committing to, that you're doing every week for something that you really, really want. 3 to 4 months in, the span of a lifetime is really nothing for the benefits that you're going to get. So commit. Don't let anything deter you from doing this. And I promise that it will start to grow. You might have more vivid dreams, which could be a good sign that your clairvoyance is opening. How else would you know your clairvoyance is opening? There were a few ways. Number one, you're going to start to feel a pulsing sensation in the area of your third eye or brow chakra. It feels kind of strange, but it's undeniable when you feel it. I can't tell you exactly if that's only supposed to happen during meditation. I don't know if that just means that it's completely open at that moment or something. It's picking up on some sort of energy. I'm not sure, but I know that it's a telltale sign that your clairvoyance is really, really developing. What I can say from my experience is that sometimes when I'm on the airplane and sometimes when I'm around just certain people, and it could be random strangers, I will begin to feel a very strong pulsing sensation in my third eye, and I'll kind of put my hand over it like, oh my God, slow down. But I'm not sure why exactly that's occurring, but I know that it's open. I just don't know if it means I need to read that person or not. Not sure, don't have those answers, but I know that that is a sign that it is definitely developed or developing. You will definitely know that your third eye is open if you begin to see sparks of light, different colors, just randomly. You could see gold sparks, which I usually see for my angels. You could see blue sparks, which I see for my guides. I have also seen pink and red sparks, some of them being fairies and other entities. It's interesting. It's very unexpected every time. That is definitely a sign that, oh, your third eye is opening. Another way you know is seeing orbs. If you start to see blue orbs, pink orbs, green orbs, yellow orbs, white orbs, your third eye is definitely getting there, or it's just wide open. I see this from time to time, and I know it's my guide because he's blue, and I will just happen to look to the right or left and I see an orb, and I'm pretty shocked each time because no one ever announces themselves, but they're there. So that's also a good sign that all of your practice is finally working. It's paying off for you. I would say a common side effect of doing all of this work is, you know, you'll probably start to get headaches. This is very, very common. I'm not sure exactly why this occurs, but if you notice that you've been practicing a lot more, meditating more, using stones, doing all of this stuff, don't be surprised if your head starts to hurt. That means slow down. Take it easy and definitely drink more water, and you'll probably need more rest throughout this entire process. So you guys, these are really the tips that I have to help you develop your third eye. As I said before, I know that this is the gift everybody wants, but remember that everybody's is different, and just because you're opening up your third eye doesn't mean that you're going to see the same way that someone else is going to see. There's an assumption here that once it's open, you'll see apparitions in full form. You'll see ghosts in full form. You'll see your guides and angels in full form. Not necessarily so. It really depends on your spirit, your spiritual growth, and your gift. And I will say, for example, I have a friend who, whenever he reads somebody, he will open up his third eye, but he only sees people as balls of energy. And it's interesting because sometimes with those balls of energy, they seem kind of distorted or disfigured depending upon where that person is spiritually or just, you know, in life in general. If they're depressed, if they're happy, etc., it could be more illuminated. It could be, again, like I said before, very distorted with various streams of energy kind of shooting out, etc. So that might be your gig. Just know that it might not be the same as someone else. I can only say I've seen full figure a few times in my life, but has scared the crap out of me. But I don't see, when I see my guide, when I see him with my eyes open and I'm just working, writing, or doing a little activity, he's never just standing there. It's always an orb that might be floating around, or it'll be a big dark blue spark that just kind of sparks out of nowhere, and I know he's there. And it's pretty cool. And I really feel that's a very special moment. So know that you might not have the ability to see in full form. It might be different. It might be balls of energy. It might be sparks of light. It might just be orbs. It might actually be flashes of light. That is also a common phenomenon when a spirit is nearby. And that might be your ability to see spirits. That happens to me occasionally. It used to happen more often. It's less so now. Now I see more orbs and sparks than anything else. But at moments, there would be massive flashes, and that's where you would see your guide. That's your angels, etc. That's your sign. So don't go into this with the expectation that I want to see my guide, and he better or she better show up, and etc. I don't know how they're going to present themselves to you. It's all specific to your life. It's all specific to your needs. But if you hold your expectations up so high, believe it or not, it's going to be harder for you to develop this gift. I would say approach it with seriousness, yes, but also and sincerity, but also don't attach yourself to the outcome. Let it go, practice, and then keep it moving, live your life, but just make the dedicated practice. And at some point, you are going to notice a shift unexpectedly. I was having dinner with a couple of friends the other night, and there was a girl who was asking me some questions about meeting my guide. How did it happen? How did I see them? And I didn't ask for them to pop up. They came when they knew I was ready, and I could see them in meditation in full form, which is a common experience. So if you want to see your guide and angels and you're expecting to see them in, you know, like you would any other human being, chances are you're going to see them in meditation. Very rare to see them not in meditation. It's easier, but the more you expand your mind and the more you expand your imagination, the easier it is for them. I don't know if you're just using another part of your brain, but it's easier for them to come through that way. If you have too many walls up, if you are too scared, it is going to be very hard. You have to learn through meditation to just relax and not have too many expectations. And also, don't expect the worst. Don't go into it with a lot of fear. A common mistake that I see amongst people who are trying to develop their third eye, their sight, is they jump right into trying to meet their guide. They don't try to do all the work up to that point. They don't actively do meditations. They don't clear their chakras. They don't ground to protect themselves. They don't do any of that. They just expect to do a meditation and boom, they should see their guide in full form and be told all and shown all the answers of the universe. Not so. Everything takes practice. It's the same thing as learning how to play any instrument. It's committed practice with an end goal in mind, right? But once your spirit is ready, that's when your guides and angels will definitely appear. So what I said about your guides, them appearing in full form in meditation, this also applies to angels and fairies, gnomes, sylphs, mermaids, all of the other beings that coexist with us. They will come to you in meditation. I'm not going to say they don't, because I've experienced everything. Everything that sometimes I couldn't even imagine or believe would pop up if your heart is open to it, which is so important. So I have to remind you again, heart work, heart healing, super crucial. You might want to consider carrying a piece of rose quartz or wearing that near your heart as well to help open up and heal that chakra. But in meditation, going back to that, they all will appear to you. But don't get scared. And remember, whoever comes to you in meditation after you've been practicing for a while, you always want to ask them this question up front. Are you in alignment with my highest good? And they will answer you truthfully. There are mischievous spirits, but you will feel them and they will come as well. When you are just starting out opening your third eye, it's easier to see them because they're of the denser plane. And it takes us longer to elevate our vibration, to raise our vibration for other higher beings. So just be mindful of that practice and ask that question. It's super helpful, I promise you. And what I have found is that they're very honest. I have felt people come in during meditation and I could feel that something was off, but then I would ask them that question and they would tell me no, and I would make them leave. So I find that it's actually quite truthful. I guess maybe they have nothing to lose either. So I hope that this has been helpful. I just wanted to give you some quick tips and tricks to help you open up your sight. Again, don't get impatient and don't expect an overnight phenomena. Your guides will most likely throughout this process start showing up in your dreams as well, or you might start to just have really crazy vivid dreams. Go with it and keep going. All right, everyone. I really hope that this was helpful and I wish you a lot of luck and a lot of success as you are building up this gift. Take care and have a great week.